Next to Delilah's shearing of strongman Samson, it's perhaps the most famous haircut in history. Many young ladies wondered if Elvis would lose his musical powers once he received his buzz cut and entered the Army. We'll head to that famous barbershop on today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Carolyn Joyce recounts it as one of the most famous haircuts in history.
The barbershop where he got that famous haircut is now a museum. It looks just like it did on March 25th, 1958, when he passed through those doors.
Newsreels captured the moment and broadcast it to the nation.
His lucrative career as rock and roll king interrupted for a while, Elvis Presley begins his military service at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
There were so many pictures taken that day. All we had to do, look at those pictures and recreate that barbershop just as it looked that day.
Fort Smith has preserved the Chaffee shop and talked with those present on that noteworthy day.
We have talked with the barber who actually cut his hair. He has since passed. His son is still here, and he's a barber.
That son still comes back to the old shop to give haircuts. It's called Haircut Day, and it's annually held the Saturday closest to March 25th.
We have an event where the son is there cutting hair in that chair. So we make it a fun event. We recognize the importance of that day.
With the haircut goes $78 a month. He made a cool million last year.
Today, the famous barbershop allows folks to reminisce about a haircut that broke girls' hearts and made many wonder if Elvis and his music would ever return. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.